Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast. Hello, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Congratulations on the Garfield movie. It is so much fun.
Thank you. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although I'm feeling your hoodie. Is that a llama or a camel?
No, it's a llama in a pair of Nikes. Yeah.
Natural. Yeah.
Which, totally natural. You know, the way the animal world was supposed to be.
Completely obvious connection.
Now, listen, speaking of animals, you play Jinx in this movie. And without giving too much away to my audience, we don't like spoilers. Tell me about Jinx, though. What's she gone through to get to where she gets to?
Well, she was great pals with Garfield's father, Vic, and they became a bit of a crew. And, you know, they may have gently purloined some milk from a dairy.
Yeah.
But then they all ran off and left her there, and she was the only one that was caught. So
bitterness may be involved.
Right, but I feel like people are making her the villain, and I think she's actually the victim.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. And did that inform how you played her? Because she was pretty villainous.
She's, I just think she's a little bit volatile.
Yeah.
Because she's had a long time to stew over it all. So she just wants what's rightly hers.
I get it. Does her journey to try and find success and stardom and all these things that Jinx wants, does that mirror Hannah at all? Are you seeing any similarities?
No, because she didn't have any success. I feel like she was kind of the spotlight shone off her after about 2 seconds of getting on a stage. Mm. I feel like she's got issues.
There might be a few. Yeah. And we're not seeing many of Hannah issues in there. I'm glad to see.
No, I've had a lovely old time.
Yes, you have. You also get to sing. Oh, what a song on the end credits of this is just unbelievable.
That was kind of put in.
They
suddenly said, can we write you a song? And I was like, are you kidding me? Of course. And we recorded it at Abbey Road Studios, which was a beautiful, I haven't recorded there for about 20 years. Mm. So that was a gorgeous pinch me moment as well. And they literally left me to my own devices on the song.
Oh, really? Just not much direction. Yeah. Just let you do whatever you want.
Yeah, they were like, let's just keep going for it until you've run out of ideas. It was amazing.
Well, it is. It is so amazing. And I'd love to see you maybe in a full musical. I mean, I'm thinking Greatest Showman 2, Sing 3. I mean, are these things...
You mean on film or...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's the one thing that's kind of eluded me thus far. I've been very blessed that I've been able to flick-flack all over the place, you know, from TV to movies to animation to hosting and stuff. I would love, I've said this so many times and nobody's listening, I would love to do a musical on screen.
I would love
that
too.
I feel like it's the tick, it's the empty box that needs ticking. So, yes.
People, are we listening, Hollywood? Come on, make this happen.
Yes. I feel like, you know, I should say, well, you heard it here first, but it's not the first time.
You've been saying it for a while. when you do an animated movie and you get to be a voice actor, I've made the mistake oftentimes where I've asked, you know, people, hey, and you acted with this person. They're like, I didn't see that person from one. Did you hang out with Chris or Samuel L. Jackson or anyone? No, that's ridiculous.
I mean, Chris and I were meant to do the press junket in LA and I couldn't do it because I was working. But I hope to meet them. I'm really hoping I see them at the premiere.
Yeah.
But of course, my beloved pal, Brett Goldstein.
Brett is in it. Yeah, he's one of your enforcers. It's a bit full circle, this whole thing, isn't it?
He's one of my hench dogs.
Hench dogs. well, look, you've mentioned it. Let's talk Ted Lasso for a second. What an incredible show. Something all of my audience
beloved.
So fun. And beloved is right. I mean, is it true that when that role came along, you had decided to kind of stay at home, closer to the family, and then all of a sudden this incredible role lands? Is the universe just like, isn't that just amazing?
I mean, I certainly believe in manifestation wholeheartedly, and I'd been away shooting a lot abroad. I mean, I love Belfast. I'd been there shooting on Krypton.
Yeah.
And loved it. But then my little girl got ill and I stood, you know, it's been well documented that I stood out in my garden and said, you know, for now, could you keep me closer to home? Mm. And thank you for making my little girl better again. And I kind of tried to talk to the goodness in the world, to try and listen to me that I needed to be at home and be mummy because I'm a single mum. And I just imagined myself standing on the globe like James and the Giant Peach.
Yes.
Just standing there by myself, being grateful for what I have, but just saying, can I just ask that you keep me closer to home for a while? Cut to 2 months later and the job of a lifetime, not only on screen, but off camera
off
as
camera
well.
Off camera too, right.
Incredible human beings came along and I just thought, maybe this manifestation thing works.
There's something in it.
It was insane. It was just incredible. And the fact that I'd also said in that moment, could it be something that, you know, the amount of times you get looked at as a very tall, front-footed woman. And I just say, could it be something that shows that there is vulnerability
yes.
in some of my height and size and all the rest of it. And it was like it fell into my lap in every form. And the fact that, you know, Jason Sudeikis championed me so much and went, no, let's get her doing this and doing that. And it was, I will never forget that kind of moment of sudden change. I'd been really enjoying everything that I had been doing.
Yeah.
But that moment was literally just life changing.
Amazing. And you mentioned your daughter there. I have 2 9-year-old daughters, 2 twins. So
crikey.
I know. Not one, but two. But I one of my favorite things that's ever happened is your daughter making your purse for the awards show. In case anyone hasn't heard that, will you just please tell us what was going on there? What was the joyous moment when she presented you with this?
Well, you know what they're like. I mean, we had a bit of old cardboard knocking about in the house and she literally rolled it up and went, oh, mummy, it looks like one of your bags from the red carpet. So she kind of decorated it and our nanny stuck it together and we added a little handle.
Yeah.
And I went, well, that's it. I'm going to have it on the red carpet for the SAG Awards.
So
and she
amazing.
Laughed and thought I wouldn't. And I thought, you watch me.
Yeah.
And strangely, more capacious than a normal.
Oh.
You know, little designer bag. I got my phone in there, got some makeup in there. I loved it. And it's sitting pride of place on a shelf with like her little dance award and a couple of awards of mine and family photos. And it is a moment that wasn't intended,
yeah.
but I love the fact that people have loved it so much.
Well, I know if my daughter's made
yes,
me, you know, a t-shirt out of kitchen roll, I'd have to wear it to work and that would just be the way it is.
Yeah, well, you see, I've set the standard now.
Look, I have to go, but very quickly before I do, first of all, congratulations again on the Garfield movie. But just, you mentioned Game of Thrones, well, one of my favorite shows ever. I interviewed Kit Harington and he said he stole some of the armor from the set. Did you take a memento or were you given a memento from
I
your time?
It. I was. But this is when you know your character is definitely dead.
Oh, yes.
Because I was given my hero Shane Bell.
Oh, you were given the bell for the Shane?
Yes. Yes. And I had it for a good long while. David Benioff and Dan Weiss, the two exec producers on it, gave me it. And in the moment they gave me it, I thought, oh, I'm not coming back for season 8 then. But actually, 2 years ago, I put it up for charity and it went for a fabulous amount of money.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
All the proceeds went to the Ukraine to a women and children's charity.
Brilliant.
And I do miss it on my shelf.
Sure.
But knowing that that all that money went to help women and children in Ukraine, that's a good reason to part with a beloved prop.
Absolutely. 10 out of 10. Hannah, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for the time and congratulations on the Garfield movie again.
Oh, I hope the girls love it.
They will. They absolutely will. Thanks.
Bye,
bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.